Hi, I'm Brian Gorbett. I'm here in New York City at BizSpark Camp, New York City. And we're talking to Marketers Anonymous and Esther and Dave from Marketers Anonymous. Can you tell me a little bit about what Marketers Anonymous does or what you're building?
Yes. So we work primarily with small business owners and e-commerce sites. And we market them through social media, search engine marketing, search engine optimization, and all kinds of promotions that just get their name out there, get their brand out there, work with different products that they may have. And along the way, we encountered just different problems with the way small businesses market themselves.
Right.
Really, when it comes to marketing, they go and they either put a couple materials together, throw it against the wall, see what sticks, but they don't really have any analytics in place. They don't really know what works. Mm-hmm. When it comes time to do the same campaign a few months later, they don't have the materials they need. They lose it. It's just really
right.
A chaotic process. Or they hire a freelancer, which they usually, you know, don't get the best ones because they can't afford the best ones, mm-hmm. and they only give them one or two projects because most freelancers only have expertise in one or two areas.
Right.
So they don't really do the entire comprehensive approach that they need to get results.
Mm-hmm.
Or they hire a college student, which, you know, cheap, but
yeah,
they take a lot of time to do things and they
sure.
don't really know exactly what to do. So
mm-hmm.
We are developing a platform that will allow us to market small businesses for really affordable prices. And the way we're going to approach it is that we have a couple of marketing experts on top who really understand strategy and really understand how to market each business.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go industry by industry, create templates, put it in place exactly what works, and take every marketing task that we have to do and break it down that anyone around the world can fulfill the task. And we can just train them so we can really take what that industry and take different customers and just do the same thing for them, but be able to really fulfill their needs really quickly and customize it. We'll take it and customize it per customer.
Got it. So it's not just your standard template you go download off the internet.
This
does have a personal flair for the industry. It's interesting.
Exactly.
In a way, template is almost understating it.
Mm-hmm.
What Esther has in mind is regimenting marketing.
Yeah.
Marketing is about 25% creativity and strategy and 75% execution. So you line up the content people, and you have a management system that has accountability, checkoffs, and then you have interns who publish, mail out the 75%
right.
that are execution tasks.
Yeah.
So the heart of the system is really going to be a management system.
Got it.
Task management.
Great. So obviously, you've put a lot of thought into this. Have you validated this with customers? Do you know that there's a need for this kind of system in the market?
Yes. We have a couple of beta clients on board, and we're taking them by the industries we think need this the most.
Yeah.
And we've been working with them, so we're kind
okay.
of going from the approach where we get the customers first.
Mm-hmm.
We do all the marketing for them, so we know exactly what works, and then we build the software around that. So the software is really going to be, by the time we finish it, it's going to really fulfill the needs of what we're trying to do.
Perfect. So we are at BizSpark Camp here in New York City, and so it is about technology too. So what is the technology that's you're envisioning running this type of system? What is that all about? What does it look like for you?
Well, it has to be something that can be hit from anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be a rather flexible environment, because when you're using open source, there's PHP applications out there. There are great .NET applications out there. So we were thinking Azure would just be the perfect environment because it has scalability and flexibility.
Yep.
Initially, we want to start with either something like Qtask, but open source, something that has task management, which is really, again, the 75% we're looking for.
Sure.
And that's enough in a prototype.
Yeah.
Right, and the other aspects of the technology that we're looking for don't exist yet.
Yeah.
Which is, we want to take the entire creative process that ad agencies go through and try to make it as automatic as possible.
Yeah.
To the point that it could be, because you can't make creativity automatic.
But, sure.
You know, that we've researched and haven't found that many technologies that actually do that. So
right.
We most likely are going to have to take things that may fit in and customize them a lot to get exactly what we need.
Sure. Okay. So finally, if you had any advice for entrepreneurs, what would that be?
I would say that the most important thing is to really understand the customers, like understand whatever product you're trying to build, you have to know what people need and why they would purchase it. Like what are the buttons you have to push? Like what message do you have to do to get them? And I would also say you should build a network of advisors and mentors before you need them. So you should really get to know people in key areas or different industries that you can just turn to if you don't know something, and maybe they will say like a couple sentences that will really help you get to the solution.
Great.
In one word, iteration. Over and over and over.
Right, yeah, sure.
The further you go through it, the better you understand what you're doing, the more efficient it becomes, the better it is for everyone.
Great. Well, thank you for coming to BizSpark Camp, New York City, and best of luck to you today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.